I've been cricket captain now for 6 years and played international cricket for 17 years, so pretty experienced.
What's very special is that there are some young people that get to meet you, that get to ask you, well, I suppose whatever questions are on their minds. Tell us what kind of impact a visit like this can actually make. It's not a social thing. You can make a real difference in the long run. What is that difference?
Yeah, no, hopefully, you know, it's a first chance for a lot of these kids to meet someone who's played international sport, and hopefully we can share some of our knowledge and just interact with them and hopefully inspire them to maybe take the game a little bit further or want to play at the highest level. And it's not just about coming in and finding the next England place. It's about inspiring them to keep playing the game and join their local club and hopefully, you know, take their game as far as they can.
Because there's not a shortfall of enthusiasm with young people. Sometimes it might be a case of access to facilities or funding. I mean, what do we really need to do to make sure that every single child is met where their interests lie and involved in the sport? What are we needing to do? What are we perhaps not doing at the moment?
Well, I think there's a huge amount being done, and it's so good for us to come into schools and see that the children can be given the opportunity to do sports they may not have ever done, and that's why, you know, the boys always have had the opportunity to play cricket, and it's great for the girls now to get that, and that's all you can do. Give them the opportunity if they want to take that further. To have facilities is even better, because obviously the better the facilities are, the more likely they are to want to train in them and obviously better themselves. So, you know, there's lots of factors why kids stay in sport. But I think first and foremost is opportunity and facilities.
And with, I mean, you were in school. I'm sure you remember what you got from your education and what you got from sporting alone. Tell me about the value that sport has, the things that it can give someone that education itself can't necessarily, because it's about, it's all complementary, isn't it? But when a student leaves school, they're balanced out by all the things that they've done. So what does sport do for them?
Look, you know, it's easy for me to say, having played at the highest level, but sport, you know, has done so much for me. It's taught me so much. Out of respect, learning to win and lose, and I think that's really important. You're going to get setbacks in your life, and I think it helps you deal with that. It helps you interact with other people, you know, become a leader as well, and I think that's really important. And I believe every child's good at something, and I think sport just gives you confidence outside of sport, and you know, it's certainly given me that. I don't know where I'd be without it, because it's, you know, I've met so many great people through it, and hopefully, you know, that'll stand me in good stead for my career after cricket.